Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy hump day, one and all. Steve Miggs,
yes.
Danny, I have to ask Sarah a question this morning.
Uh-oh, for Sarah.
Sarah, have you visited the women's bathroom yet today?
Uh-oh. Oh, I have.
Did you see what I saw?
Uh-oh. Oh, I did.
Oh, that's my bad. I'm sorry. I just don't like manscaping in the boys' bathroom. So, what's going on?
We have a paper towel perpetrator, and we don't know who it is, and it's neither of us. Where someone balls up their paper towels and literally the garbage can is right there, but they leave them all balled up on the counter next to the garbage can.
Well, I'm no detective.
But, me either, but I know where you're going.
Right, but there's only three women that are in this building this early in the morning.
Well, what if it happened overnight?
I don't think there's any women that work here overnight.
We might have to ask her then, the other one.
Yeah, I mean, there's only another one person.
I would love...
Are you going to put on your cowboy hat and go over there and talk to her? I don't think she's that type of person.
See, that's the thing, too. I don't think it's her.
Oh, I 1,000,000% think it's her.
You think it's her?
Absolutely.
Danny, do you think it's her?
100%.
You think she's capable? No.
Yes.
I've heard some bad bathroom etiquette.
From who?
People talk, Steve.
Who's talking?
You just got to listen.
I'm cool with not listening, to be honest with you.
Tim, I would absolutely love if you confronted her because I wanted to, but I didn't want to start beef in
How long have you? Can we get a long cord to your microphone and just go down there right now and kick the door open and be like, yo, what's going on in the bathroom? Do you not know there's a garbage in here?
Here's the thing. It doesn't happen all the time. It hasn't happened in a while.
Well, and I will say the first time I saw it, I immediately went to Taryn and was like, girl, what in the world are you doing?
It was not me, and I just cleaned it up.
I don't even know if I have any money on me.
I'll
Venmo you guys. I'm going to put $5 that it's not her.
Ooh. What? So you think it's one of us?
Yes.
Then it's definitely Sarah.
No, I think it's the person who dealt it.
No, it's not.
Oh, I would put like $100 that it's her.
You think it's $100 you're going to put on her?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Look.
We're going to get brave and go ask.
We just started preschool. I don't have that kind of money anymore. I'm going to put $5 down. For real.
Deal, for sure.
How do we get resolution to this?
And Taryn, do not add me in the mix of this. You're going to go ask her yourself.
I cleaned it up. You should be the one to ask her.
Why don't we do the DMD? Can you track her down? Is she on the air right now? Could you bring her in? We'll stop the DMV and get...
I mean, I'll go see if she's
if they're
on.
Not, if they're not on the air, bring her in.
Oh, my God, Darren.
Let's go.
All right.
Look, you guys started it. We got to have a resolution. Yeah, we can't just be talking mess like this without finding out from the source.
Go, Sarah.
All right, Sarah, you got to go find her.
Well, there's $5 depending on this.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you have to take off your headphones there.
Inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Here's the thing. You know their listeners are gonna that we share listeners, and that's just radio. Somebody's texting them right now saying you guys are talking smack, so we might as well just get to the bottom of this and
air it out.
And clear the air. And I don't think it's her.
I don't think it is either.
I like to say that when I say, look what you did, I was talking to Taryn, not you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not mad at you.
I'm just a fixer.
Yeah, you're a fixer-upper. I get it.
Thank you. Like Mr. Clean or a Bounty, the paper towels that apparently she's wadding up in that room.
You have the same haircut.
Yes, I know.
Clean.
There were children chanting that at Bumbershoot at me while I was wrestling. Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean. Oh, F yourself. I'm not clean. Couldn't say that. The parents were there. Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And hey, happy National Clean Up Your Paper Towels Day. It's crazy. No, it's National Wildlife Day, and I'm sure, Taryn, you have plenty of wild animals that you could celebrate with. All right. Oh, okay. You know what? Who cares? The Mariners suck. That's all we need to say about the DMD. We've got to get to the bottom of this right now. Please, welcome to our show. Our friend.
Is this the right mic?
Yeah, yes. You're good. Our friend Gabe from the Morning Wolf Pack. Hey!
You guys are stressing me out.
They're stressing me out. Yeah. They have terrible accusations about you.
Me?
Yes, and I put five of my hard-earned dollars down on you because I believe in you, Gabe.
Oh, thank you.
I was going to bet $100 that I didn't believe in you, so.
Wait, what?
I'm not putting any money on anybody, except for I'm still staring at Sarah.
Taryn, I heard that you called me out.
Yes! I just called out, there's a paper towel perpetrator.
Oh my gosh, I told the guys about that this morning.
See, it is somebody overnight.
Not to lie.
Pay up, Sarah.
Not to be a hater, Taryn, but I thought it was you because one time you spread like cupcake crumbs all over the sink. And I went and told the guys about it. And I said, guys, I think Taryn's making a mess in the bathroom.
That was when Sarah put a cake in my face on my birthday and I had to get it out of my eyelashes.
Well, thank you for believing in me.
Gabe, I had your back.
I didn't think it was Gabe either. I thought it was either Sarah or somebody overnight.
And they wanted to talk all this mess. I'm like, you know, her listeners are going to text it and be like, they're talking all this crap on KSW. I'm like, we got to get to the bottom
of
this.
That's so funny.
Because it happened a few months ago and I immediately went to Taryn and was like, dude, you can't do this. I don't know what you used to do during nights, but you can't do this during the morning.
And I didn't do it.
I think Taryn's doing it when she sleeps in the green room.
I only did that one time.
I just have a hot take, people. I think one of these three is a liar.
I do too, and it's
I
not
think
me.
Somebody is lying in here.
There's literally only three it's, bitches in the morning.
Three ladies.
It's
that's
Taryn.
It.
It's definitely
it's
Taryn.
Not
she's
me.
The one who
you
started
say
all
that
this.
On your show. That's cool.
Bitch.
Wow.
Say it, Gabe.
I can't say that. I get in trouble. You can say that?
Oh, yeah. You can say it.
Oh, my God.
You can't say bitch on the wolf?
No.
Ooh, now I want to go over there and just turn on your
mic. I said the S word and I got in trouble.
Now you can't say that.
Well, we can't say the S word.
Why can you say the B word? Wait, guys, literally I came in this morning and I walked into the bathroom and I saw those paper towels in there.
Mm. And guess what? I did the same thing and I cleaned them up and then I washed my hands.
Mm. Isn't that kind of gross? You cleaned it up?
Yeah.
Because she made the mess.
I used a paper towel to grab the paper towels.
Definitely
and then I threw them away. It is definitely not
Hey, most importantly, Sarah, when are you going to pay up? My Venmo's at I'm Steve Miggs. I deserve my $5.
Yeah. I got cash for you. Okay, but honestly, good. I do think she's lying.
Wow.
Why would I lie?
Because it's disgusting.
Why would she doesn't even
what
say
do I
that?
Have to lose?
And she doesn't even say the B word. You can trust her.
The mystery is not solved.
It's fun over here.
The mystery is not solved.
I like having three bitches in the room.
Oh my
three
God.
Three blonde bitches.
I can't believe you can say that.
She's so
all right,
shocked.
Well, as far as weather, 77 degrees, it's going to be sunny later. That is the DMD, and that's what's up. Thank you, Gabe.
Thanks, Gabe.
Anytime.
Rockaholics, have you ever heard the saying, never meet your heroes? Well, we are here to prove all of that wrong, because not one but two members of our show met some of their musical heroes over the weekend, and it's all thanks to Metallica. We're going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Still recovering from and reliving the magic of Metallica over the weekend, and we've been getting a lot of texts about this one topic.
Yeah!
Did Sarah get to have some bathroom fun?
Yeah!
At the show with her husband, George.
Dude, it's been kind of insane how many texts we've gotten since we've come back on the air.
I still don't know the answer to this.
I don't know either.
But Danny,
honestly,
claims—
I forgot until the text started coming in. I'm like, oh, crap. What happened with that?
Danny is claiming that he has audio that's going to either confirm or deny that this happened. So tomorrow at this time, at 6:20, we're going to find out the truth.
Yeah!
So while we were at the Metallica show on Friday, before we went into the stadium, Migs, you met one of your musical heroes.
I still can't get over the fact that I met him.
I could tell you were talking to somebody important, but I didn't know who it was until you told me it was Mike Bordin, the drummer of Faith No More. And as soon as you were done chatting with him, Sarah jumped in and grabbed some audio from this special interaction.
The moment I walked away, she had her phone in her hand. She's like, I want to get the moment you just fit, like the glow, because I was definitely glowing.
You were glowing.
And here's that moment.
Finger gesturing.
99. Oh, that's the wrong one.
Hello. Finger gesturing.
Okay, Steve, we just down to Lumen Field. Okay. The concert hasn't even started yet. What just happened? Sorry.
So I met one of my all-time favorite musicians. One of my all-time favorite drummers. Like, if you had to put together a top three, he'd always be in that top three.
I have never seen you geek out like this. You are, like, calmly fanboying.
Yeah, because, like, I see my buddy Tavis walk by, and Tavis, he's drum tech for Alice in Chains. He used to do stuff with my band, Bruiser Brody. Great dude. I see him, like, oh, Tavis. And I flip him off, because that's what you do. Next thing you know, I look at him, and I'm like, oh, that dude looks a lot like Mike Bordin from Faith No More. But I was like, it's just another dude with dreadlocks, probably.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
So then all of a sudden, I'm talking to Tavis. He goes, hey, it's my friend Mike. And I'm like, Mike Bordin? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't mean to be weird, but, like, you changed the way I play drums. You're one of my all-time favorite drummers. He's like, oh, you're just saying that. My buddy Tavis, who knows this, looks at him and goes, oh, no, he's not joking. And Mike could not be the nicest guy. He's like, hit up Tavis, let's connect sometime and let's keep in touch. And I'm like, what is happening? And then we're just talking about why his drumming is great. And you could just tell, like, he appreciated it. And I mean, maybe just a really good poker face. But he has had a great energy and just was just... Yeah, probably one of the coolest 5 minutes of my entire life.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm, like, excited and getting out for you.
It was just crazy. I did not expect that.
Oh.
And I'm glad I didn't want to even say hi to Tavis. I was kind of like, oh, let him keep going. I don't want to talk to him. I'm just kidding.
I'm glad I flipped him off, though.
Yeah, I'm glad I said hi to Tavis.
Meanwhile, Taryn goes to me and is like,
I'm like, he's talking to somebody. I don't know who that is, but that guy is somebody.
Yeah. Taryn goes, that guy looks important.
And how about he flew in for the show, because he used to play with Robert Trujillo, the bassist of Metallica. Oh. He's got all these different friends. He's like, they're not playing in San Francisco where he's from. So he's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to fly to Seattle and go see my friends. And he's like, I don't want to sit in my hotel. So I'm basically resetting my entire conversation with him.
Yes, absolutely.
And he's like, I'm just going to go and enjoy Seattle and check out all the fans. And like,
yeah.
What a cool dude. Cool dude.
Oh, I love this for you.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That was the best.
Now, we don't know if Sarah had sex with her husband in a bathroom, but I feel like she might have had a happy moment while I was telling the story.
Oh, my.
Why do I sound like that?
I don't know.
But I do get really excited when people meet their heroes.
No,
so.
I'm glad you did that.
It was genuine, but it shouldn't sound like that.
206-803-ROCK. They say never meet your musical heroes, but sometimes they are wrong. So what about you, Rockaholics? Tell us about that one time you met your hero. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Faith No More. The Daily Mix. They do say never meet your heroes, but sometimes they are wrong.
Screw they.
So what about you, Rockaholics? Tell us about that awesome time you met one of your heroes. 206-803-ROCK. John from Tacoma, who did you sell a weight bench to?
Eddie Vedder.
What?
Yeah, nice.
I was working at Big Five Sporting Goods in West Seattle back in like 1992. As a junior in high school, and he walked in, and I'm like, that's Eddie Vedder.
Did he come up to you and go, I like some maximum gains?
No. My manager looked at me, and he goes, who's Eddie Vedder? And I just kind of shook my head, and I walked over, and I started talking to him, and said, can I help you with anything? And he goes, yeah, I'm looking for a weight bench. And I'm like, well, you know. So I started showing him all the stuff, and a couple minutes later, here comes my manager. He must have looked him up to find out who he was. You know, he's only the biggest rock star in the world at that point. Oh, yeah. And he goes, hey, can I help you, sir? And he looked at him like, who are you? And he goes, no, John's doing fine. He goes, we're good, have a good day.
Oh, I love that.
You know, get the hell out of here. And so just chatted him up for a while, and he wound up buying a really nice weight bench, and I helped him load it in his truck. It was like an older Toyota pickup, you know, and loaded him up. And then fast forward about 4 or 5 years later, I'm working at Salty's on Alki as a valet, and who comes rolling in? I see that same truck, and I'm like, that's Eddie Vedder's truck. And my buddy goes, no way, he doesn't drive that. And I go, $100 says this is Eddie Vedder. And who's pulling in behind him in a classic 60s vet? Chris Cornell.
Oh my gosh.
Were they going to brunch? Were they going to that awesome brunch at Salty's?
No, they weren't there on Sunday. It was like a Friday or Saturday night, you know, and they were just coming in for some drinks. Well, my buddy that I worked with was a huge Eddie Vedder fan, and Chris Cornell is like my idol, always will be. So I said, I tell you what, you park the Toyota, I'll park the vet. And he goes, yeah, right. And I go, trust me, it's Eddie Vedder. Sure enough, Eddie gets out, and my buddy couldn't even talk. He almost forgot to give him a valet ticket. I shook Chris Cornell's hand when he got out of his car and parked him right up front where everybody could see it. Beautiful, classic vet. And they came back down when they pulled in, Eddie looks at me and he goes, you sold me a weight bench.
No, like, he didn't.
Hey, he remembered me.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was like the coolest two times ever getting to see him and talk to him. It was awesome.
Question. That's all right. I was just going to ask what Chris Cornell's car smelled like.
I was going to ask him.
Well, I didn't know if he had like an air freshener. Did he go with vanilla? Did he go with the black ice?
Black ice. I feel like he would be a black ice.
I view Cornell as a vanilla kind of guy.
Navy Brad is in Everett. Who did you meet?
Oh, how's it going? Hey, Megs, I know you, I've told you this before, but my iconic person or my hero that I'm from wrestling is to meet a legend is Rowdy Roddy Piper.
The man.
I was years ago, I knew Jeff Aaron. He did his show, 3 to 6 with the Fish.
Yep.
I was going to go meet him and go on air and, you know, to meet him and everything just to talk to Fish. So I'm waiting in the lobby. The elevator's coming down. Sure enough, Rowdy walks out. And I mean, he had the kilt on, the leather jacket that he wore that's been talked about on numerous shows, that this is the jacket that he wore. And just like, I'm in awe. I'm like you. I was just a geek out guy. Like, oh my God, this is Rowdy Piper, the legend. WrestleMania, you name it.
Brad, did he hit you in the head with a coconut?
No.
No, I've always heard he's nothing but nice. I've always heard he's nothing but a great guy.
He just wanted to talk about wrestling to Fish and found out that he got very emotional about some of the wrestlers coming up that he, you know, looks, you know, toward to idolize him and, you know, give him the pointers and stuff. But Rowdy's a class guy. And I didn't, like you, I didn't have my camera, video. People tell me, why you take a video? Why you get a photo? I was like, I'm in awe. This is Rowdy Piper.
That's awesome, dude. And that's a memory that's going to last forever as well. But it would have been cool if we hit you in the head with a coconut.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt from Eatonville, tell us about the hero that you got to meet.
Yeah, so this was back during the Californication tour with Stone Temple Pilots and Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I had these terrible seats. I was there with a friend, but I was determined to go backstage. So after the concert, we walked around back behind the stadium in Spokane, and two girls were coming out. And I said, are those backstage passes? They said yes, gave us the patches, then gave us directions down to, like, the security guard that would check our tickets and then let us in.
I thought they were going to give you directions on what you need to do in order to get into the backstage. I was like, that might be a whole different conversation.
Oh, man, it was pretty surprising. We walked back there, two, like, 17-year-old idiots, and they're like, why are you outside? You're supposed to be with the rest of the group. Like, oh, we went outside to smoke. Of course, that worked. They point us inside through the other doors, and out comes Scott Weiland coming out to his trailer. And my buddy has no idea who Stone Temple Pilots are, and so audibly right in front of him, he goes, who's that guy?
And how was Scott? Yeah, was Scott cool?
He kind of looked at us weird. I said, hey, nice show, because that's all I could come up with at 17. And we were promptly escorted out of the area by security and kicked out of the venue.
Oh, no.
And you mentioned, though, not just me getting to meet one of my heroes, but another member of our show did get to meet one of or spend some time with one of their heroes at the Metallica show, and it's our friend Danny V.
Who I think might be, like, this close to being a touring member of MXPX.
Or, I mean, stalker, you know, same thing, but, you know. No, yeah, it was the guys from MXPX. And you say one, actually two of them, because the first night, sure enough, Tom went with me to the show, and it was great.
And
great
he's the guitarist of MXPX.
Yeah, guitarist. Yep. And then, but then on Sunday, he invited Mike, the lead singer and bass player of MXPX, and they both came and hung out with the whole crew. And it was just one of those things where, for me, it was the same kind of thing. It was like, play it cool. We're good. Like, I've listened to these guys since I was 12 years old.
Because you've been a fan of the band way before you even moved to Seattle.
Oh, like, way before.
I mean, you have their tattoos. Yeah. And, I mean, this is like one of your top three bands.
I remember
seeing. And now here you are, helping them get tickets to Metallica. Yeah. And then them buying you beers at the Metallica show. That's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, just going from 12 years old, seeing them on MTV or what, you know, The Box or Fuse or one of those channels. And then, like, to, like, fast forward to now of being like, and he just offered to buy me a third beer. Yes, I'm getting the third beer, and I'm enjoying Metallica with MXPX.
I will get blackout drunk with you, Micah Herrera.
All day long.
Don't freak out. Well, awesome for both of you guys. That's just the coolest.
Real quick, this text says, you guys want to talk about not meeting your heroes. Blippi. Jerk.
Well, speaking of the Metallica show, while we were there, we met a lady.
We did.
And she is not very happy with you, Steve Miggs, and it's all because of something to do with Beat Miggs.
Steve, so I have Paula down here, and she has a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh. Hi, Paula.
Hi. How do you miss all the Italian food and all the Italian questions on the show? What kind of paisan are you?
I'm a terrible paisan.
And you're from Brooklyn.
Don't tell
my
parents.
City.
I know, I'll be disowned.
Yes! Yes!
She said that she cannot be disturbed during Beat Migs every morning.
I don't answer the phone. I shouldn't say that and be recorded. But I don't answer the phone because I want to hear Beat Migs. I don't know how the hell you answer all those questions.
A lot of luck and a lot of pasta. Hey!
But can I give you one of these?
Yay!
I'm missing all those questions.
Oh, no, I feel like I'm getting yelled at by my mom.
You are.
So nice to meet you.
She kept yelling at me as she walked away. She was the best.
Just shaking her fist at
you. Yes.
Well, Migs is currently 244 wins, 71 losses, and 41 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.